Welcome to the Every Nation Taipei podcast. We're here to help you know God, discover your purpose, grow in your relationships, and make a difference in Taipei, Taiwan, and beyond. We hope this message encourages you today.
I'm so happy to come back to share this message with you. Today we are at the series of the cross. And our title is From Passerby to Cross-Bearer. And our theme verse will be, let's read together the theme verse. And they compelled a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you. And Holy Spirit, we thank you. Speak to us. Speak to our hearts. Open our eyes to see you. Open our ears to hear you. Open our hearts to feel you. And open our minds to understand your way. And open our spirits to sense you. Use today's scriptures and testimonies to speak to every heart and soul and spirit here in this our dear Every Nation Taipei Church. Let every heart and life be transformed by your word. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. For your information, traditionally Chinese New Year is actually from the New Year's Eve all the way to the Lantern Festival, which will be this coming Wednesday. So that's why I'm wearing something Chinese. Happy Chinese New Year. And in the very beginning, I want to introduce you some connections, very important connections between Chinese New Year and the Bible. So Chinese New Year, I think everyone knows, I think most of you know, we will see red banner on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses, right? If you have seen that, please raise your hands. Okay, most people at least have. I still remember 1994, when we first went to China, we were still teaching in universities. I was teaching in Donghai Dashue. My husband was teaching in Hongguang Keji Dashue in Taichung. And we, together with a Christian group, we went to China our very first time to distribute the Bibles to the house churches and also to some other Christians. And people took us to a place in Henan. And that's a very rural place. After we got off the train, we need to take another bus for another 4 hours. So after 9 hours of train ride and 4 hours of bus ride, finally we arrived in a small village. But to my surprise, because it's also during Chinese New Year, and I saw every household, not only with red banners, because for Chinese, it's not a surprise to see red banners on the doorposts and the lintel of the houses during Chinese New Year. But what surprised us was that every household, the banner, for example, 主恩满意, it said that the grace of the Lord is all over. And another says something like 神恩遍照黄土地, the grace of God is all over China. So it's all Christian, and every household is different. So that surprised us a lot. So finally, when we arrive at the household we are visiting, we ask them, why? What happened to your village? Why every household is a Christian? She said, none of us were Christians before. But years ago, during 1990s, there's one family. One of the family members was dying with very, very severe sickness. And a Christian of next village, she came and prayed for that dying person. And that dying person was alive and ate a big dinner that night. So the whole family became Christians. And their next door neighbors also become Christians the next week. Then the whole village, one after another, the whole village became Christians. And this kind of thing happened a lot during 1990s. So there are many, many signs and wonders, miracles in China. And so number one, that's a red banner. Number two, most who have heard ear cake, 年糕, Okay, thank you. Usually during Chinese New Year, we eat niangao, and niangao is unleavened. There's no leaven in the niangao. And also for Hakka people, for example, my husband Casey, his family are Hakka people, and every Chinese New Year, they, during the Chinese New Year Eve, the big dinner, 年夜饭, they, one of the dishes is bitter herb, 常年菜 or 苦菜. So who have you, any of you have that tradition or heard of that tradition? Oh, nobody. Yeah, you know, actually Hakka people is from Zhongyuan, and Zhongyuan is in the very heart of China. So Hakka tradition has many, it's from ancient China. So remember, we have bitter herbs during Chinese New Year. Number three, everyone in the family gather together in the house until morning on that Chinese New Year Eve. We call it Shou Sui. So who have heard that? Okay, thank you. So it's also one of the Chinese New Year tradition. Number four, the legendary monster Nian, who would come all over the land to devour people. So actually, Guo Nian, Chinese New, we celebrate Chinese New Year. Actually, in Chinese, we say Guo Nian. Guo means pass. So direct translation will be pass the Nian. Sounds like Passover, right? Okay, let's go to Exodus, chapter 12. Now the Lord said, you should put blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses. Ooh, goosebumps. You know, when my first time to realize that, it's goosebumps all over. Oh, my goodness. It's so similar to we put red banners on the lintel and the two doorposts of our household. Wow, that's the first connection. Second connection. You should eat unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Chinese New Year dish. Number three, it is the Lord's Passover. None of you shall go outside the door of his house until morning. Shou Sui. Okay, number four. Next, please. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you. So this destroyer is the legendary monster Nian that the Chinese people were dreading. So that's why every Chinese New Year, on the first day of Chinese New Year, people will say, congratulations, 恭喜, 恭喜. In the beginning, it's not 恭喜发财, it's not congratulations, you get rich. In the beginning, it's congratulations, you are alive. You are not devoured by the Nian monster. So in the very beginning, that celebrating, you are alive after this year. So you can see our Chinese New Year is actually a Chinese version of the Passover. So who is this Passover lamb? Next, please. Your lamb shall be an unblemished male, a year old. Kill it at twilight. That's from Exodus 12. And we all know this Passover lamb was used by God in the New Testament was, next slide. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So praise the Lord, this Passover lamb is our Lord Jesus. And you know, actually in our Chinese character, righteousness goes like this. Next, E. So E actually on the top, it's a lamb. On the bottom is me or I. So the lamb died for me. He becomes our righteousness. So that's why the Bible says, 耶稣基督是我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎. Jesus Christ is our righteousness, wisdom, holiness, and redemption. He is our righteousness. He is our wisdom. He is our redemption. He's our everything. He's the center of the universe, and he should be the center of our lives. Hallelujah. Next. Mark 15:21, our theme verse. And they compelled a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country to carry his cross. Let's imagine if you are Cyrene. You only came from the country. You only passed that place. You are on your way to some business, to some errands. But all of a sudden, somebody compel you to carry the heavy cross of this seeming like a criminal, and he's all over blood and very, very severely injured. So I think this Cyrene must be very surprised. Why should I? And all the shame, all the ridicule from the crowd is not only on Jesus, but also on Cyrene. Next. So this Simon, he shared the shame of the cross, the suffering and the pain of the cross. But praise the Lord, as he becomes a cross bearer, he also shared the life of Christ and the power of the cross. I want to share a testimony with you. The Lord has used Casey and me and our two boys, Samuel and Daniel, to do church planting ever since 1995 in Taichung, then 1998 in Guangzhou, 2002 in Shanghai, 2005 in Hong Kong, 2007 in North Carolina, and 2009 here in Taipei. And in one of the churches, I will not tell you which church, but in one of the churches, it happened one time, a couple of rumors against me and Casey, and it really hurt our hearts very, very deeply. Even to a point, I want to leave. I don't want to pastor that church anymore. But it only lasted for maybe 1 or 2 hours. But after that 1 or 2 hours, the Lord showed me the next verse. But rejoice in so far as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. So when I read this verse, I was very touched. And I say, oh Lord, yes, hallelujah, no matter what happened, I can rejoice in so far as I share Christ's sufferings, that I may also rejoice and be glad when your glory is revealed. And I feel so honored and so blessed and so privileged that I can share his suffering and I can share his honor and his glory. So, you know, after that, I no longer felt I want to quit, I want to leave that church, but I felt so joyful. I become even more joyful. And not only, next please, not only I choose to, next slide please. Not only I choose to bless those people who spread it, the rumors, but I choose to bless them. Every time I thought of them, I bless them in Jesus' name. And thus I experience greater joy. I think one of the reasons was that one time, while the two rumors went around us from different people, I felt so sad. I was thinking, we love the people, we really labor to minister to them. How did they do that? And I asked the Lord, Lord, who is the original person to start this rumor? And the Lord told me, Satan. So after I heard that, I hold no grudges against those people because they were also deceived by the deceiver. So I really begin to really feel for them, love them, and pray for them and bless them. And we did not tell our boys because we don't want to affect their perspective of the church. Because I know some pastors' kids, they know that their parents complaining the church or complaining something, and they became resentful or even bitter. They don't want to go to church when they grow up. So we don't want to do that. So we didn't tell them back then. But 2 months ago in December, when Samuel, my older son, he's working in Oregon, and he flew to North Carolina to celebrate Christmas with us. They are old enough, and during our 2 weeks time together, not only we had fun time, vacation, cooking together, but we also have our devotion together. And one evening, that evening, the devotion verses are correlated to what we have experienced before. So I felt I should tell them they are adults. They are no longer boys, so I told them. And Daniel is okay, but Samuel, my 28 years old, he became very angry. How could they do that? How could they do that to you? He became very angry. I said, no, don't get angry. your father and me, we totally have forgiven them, and we love them. We keep blessing them. And because, you know, it is not them, it is Satan who started that rumor. It's not them. And he said, okay, I forgive them. And so after the Bible and the sharing, it's prayer time. When it's Samuel time to pray, he prays something like, 主啊, 让我能够像我的爸爸妈妈一样经过这么大的事情还有这么大的平安喜乐 So he was praying, Lord, help me to be like my parents, that even they encounter such a big thing, they can still have even bigger peace and joy. So glory to God, because we bear the cross of Christ. So we have, can have the life of Christ in our lives. Okay, next. You are what you eat, and you are what you bear. I think we all know you are what you eat. As for you are what you bear, I want to share a true story. It's not a testimony, but it's a true story. While I was an elementary school student, my school teacher, he shared a true story with us. He said there is a Taiwanese farmer. You know, back then, decades ago, there's no organic farming. Every farmer used pesticides. So one day he was using lots of pesticides to spread all the pesticides in his big farm. So he held a big bag. I believe it's bigger than my backpack. He had a big bag of pesticides on his back. And he was spreading pesticides all over for maybe 6 hours in his farmland. And after that 6 hours, he fell down on the floor and people sent him to ER. And the doctor said, oh, because he was spreading pesticides and it permeates to his skin. So he got intoxicated because of the pesticides. And so you know, if you bear toxic stuff, you will become toxic. If you bear unforgiveness, you will become bitter. If you bear all the grudges, oh, I don't like this person because he said this and this thing to me, or he slander against me. And please remember, the original person of all the slanders and rumors is who? Satan. Yes. So please pray for those who slander you. Pray for those who have rumor against you. Pray for those who are not good to you, because it's not them. It's the devil. So we need to pray for them instead of holding grudges against them. And you know, when we choose to forgive people, miracles will happen. Amen. You know, well, back then, while we were still pastoring the church in Every Nation Taipei, in the beginning, we live in Jingmei. Have you heard of Jingmei? There's one Jingmei MRT. Okay. Yeah, when we live in Jingmei, I led a lady to the Lord through a mutual friend. I only met that lady once during the evangelism time. And about 1 month later, the mutual friend said, would you come and pray for Miss Chen, who you led to the Lord a month ago, because she has 僵直性脊椎炎. I don't know the English, but something in the spine that her whole joints always feel tight. She needs to take medicine every day, even 2 or 3 times a day, so she will not feel tense. So that day, we met at the Mossberger in Jingmei MRT. And when I saw her, because we all know that meeting is to pray for her sickness to be healed. So I went to her, and I just lay hands on her. I think the first minute when I was praying, the Lord stopped me, and the Lord said to me in my heart, 她必须先饶恕那个男的. She needs to forgive that man. And it's my only second time to see her. I don't know which man. So I felt embarrassed to say that, so I did not say that. But the Lord said that again. She needs to forgive that man. 她必须先饶恕那个男的. It's even louder, 3 times. So after that, I need to be obedient to God. So I stopped praying for her. And I say, Miss Chen, I felt the Lord said, you need to forgive that man. And I dare not to watch her eyes. And she said, no, it's impossible. He's a jerk. So, because before I have learned from Pastor Steve and Vicky, they taught us that whenever you don't forgive anybody, you can look at your palm as if it's the face of that person you cannot forgive. And in the step one, you need to dump the trash. So step one, you need to say, whatever you have done wrong to me, or you say you have said something wrong to me, you need to dump the trash first. And step two, you told God, Lord, I am willing to forgive that person, but I don't have that strength. Lord, please give me the power and the strength to forgive such and such person. So I told her. She said, it's impossible. That man, he doesn't deserve my forgiveness. He's a bad, bad guy. And so, but I shared some other testimonies with her. And she said, okay, I'll try. So she held her hand and she said, oh, you're the Lord. She dumped the trash. And number two, she said, Lord, I'm willing to forgive that bad guy. Lord, please give me the strength and power to forgive that man. And after her forgiveness prayer, I said, okay, now I can pray for you. So I lay hand on her. Maybe I think only the first minute after prayer, I haven't finished. She held my hand, said, Shijia, stop. I said, what happened? The first time, stop by God. The second time, stop by her. I said, what happened? She said, I don't know why, but you know, my whole body, my every joint has become very comfortable. No longer tense. You know, I'm in my 40s. Every day is generational disease. It's genetic. Every day I need to take medicines 2 to 3 times. I never experienced without taking any medicine. And all the joints get so relaxed and so loose. Really, you know, to that point, I don't feel I need to pray. But she said, please pray for me. Okay, I still pray for her. So after prayer, she went home. I went home. And several months later, she came to our church. Because during that time, we happened to change our very first church is in Gongguan, ninth floor apartment. Who has been to the very first church? The ninth floor apartment of okay, some of you. So during that month, we moved to a new place. It's next to 7-Eleven on Dingzhou Road. So she came to me and she said, oh, I don't know, you changed church because my mutual friend and her, they go to another church. So they came to our church. She said, I want to thank you. And she gave me a stuffed animal. I said, why? She said, you know, I've been in my 40s. That day, I think maybe because you pray for me, I choose forgive. Only maybe I'm well that day. But you know, it's been several months. Never again. Any sickness, any tense. So praise the Lord. God is good. Let's always choose to forgive. Amen. 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 Next. The holy exchange on the cross. Jesus bears our sins, our punishment, our stripes, our shame, our condemnation, our curses, our death. And Jesus gives us righteousness, peace, healing, honor, justification, blessings, eternal life. What a holy exchange. We can always enjoy all the blessings he has for us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And next. Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus told his disciples, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So whoever wants to come after Jesus, we need to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow Jesus. And as for this, I just had a video. Would you show the video?
My whole life, I've been told what was impossible, what you'll never do, what you'll never become. And very few people told me what was possible and what I could become. If you break down impossible, it says, I'm possible. As a kid, I was always super active, and I loved goofing around with my brothers. I'm a triplet, so there was definitely 3 times the trouble and 3 times the craziness. Dancing has always been my passion, and I loved performing. But I was also drawn to swimming into the water. There's something so freeing about gliding through the water And at 11 years old, I had my entire life ahead of me. But that's when things changed forever. One day, without any notice, my body suddenly started shutting down. Like a circuit breaker in a house, slowly each switch started to shut off. And then eventually, the lights went out. And I was trapped inside my body, unable to move, talk, and function. I was diagnosed with two rare autoimmune conditions, and there was little to no hope for recovery. But I felt the love of my family, and I could hear their words of encouragement and hope. Even though they couldn't hear me, I heard them. They were fighting for me, and I was fighting for them. But there were days I would lose a lot of hope. I couldn't do it anymore, and I had to prepare for the possibility of dying. And then I had this moment and this epiphany, if you will, where I realized, wait a second, this is not how my story is supposed to end. And so I made a promise with God. If you give me this second chance at life, I promise you I will not waste a single moment. I knew I had to fan the flame. And I realized, this is happening. This is actually happening. Winning gold and 3 silver medals at the Paralympic Games is something I'll never forget. But I knew deep down, there was still more work I had to do. I had to continue to redefine what was possible and get back everything that was taken away from me. And the one thing that I had yet to conquer was walking and dancing. After spending 10 years in a wheelchair, there were days I would go to Project Walk, I would go to my training sessions, and I didn't know if I was possible. I'm possible. Today, my life has limitless possibilities, and I even realized one of my sports dreams becoming one of the youngest on-air talents hired by ESPN. And today, I can say I've realized another dream, being a contestant on Dancing with the Stars. I would never choose what happened to me, but I would never change it. I will use my voice to change the world, spreading hope, spreading love, and spreading light, because the world needs that. That's enough for me. That is what makes all of this worthwhile.
God is so good. I watched this video many times, but I also cry many times. It's a long video, so later I can send you the link and you can send to the church. And later she shared that out from that gratitude, she has become her lifelong habit. And it also actually very related to our topic, what is deny yourself? After watching the video, I wait upon the Lord and the Lord told me, next. I read this verse first. Giving thanks always and for everything to God and Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's from Ephesians 5:20. How about this one before? The slide before this. Denying yourself means stop focusing on yourself and start focusing on God. Stop looking inward and start looking upward. That's really denying ourselves. It's not reject myself. Oh, I'm nothing. I'm nobody. I cannot accomplish anything. No, because we are made in image of God. We are precious. Please tell your neighbor you are precious. You are made in the image of God. You are made in the image of God. So everybody, you are unique. You are precious. None of you is nobody. None of you, never let the lie. I'm not good enough to deceive you, because everyone in God's eyes, we are good enough, and in God we can even be better. So she also told her end of her video. She said, "Look up." So I also want to encourage you to look up. Would you go back to the slide saying that when we bear the cross, not only we bear the suffering, but also we bear the life of Christ and the power of the Christ of Christ. It's several slides ago. And while I was meditating, bearing the Christ, the cross of the Christ, I was thinking, how do we bear the cross and make our life more to have the glory of Jesus? And I think the major way is by reading the Bible and meditating the Bible. Because, you know, 道成了肉身住在我们中间, Jesus is the Word of God. So if we meditate on His Word, we read His Word, then we will more have the glory of Jesus and the life of Jesus in our heart. And next verse I want to share is Psalm 36. Because every day in the morning during my morning devotion, I will ask God what is my theme verse today after reading the Bible. And that day, my theme verse is, how precious is your steadfast love, O God? How precious is your steadfast love, God? Not knowing, on the same day, Friday, lunchtime, I was having a lunch with my mother. Very happily, we shared, we ate. But all of a sudden, I felt there's some strange sound in her throat. And she was not able to talk. And very soon, her head tilted to the other side of the table, and she was not able to sit still. So I rushed her right away to ER of the Tri-Service Hospital. And before the resuscitation, her face turned purplish black. And even the doctor said we may need to intubate her. But praise the Lord, we pray, and after the resuscitation, she was okay, and all the stuff in her throat was come out, and she can even wave us, and we had lunch yesterday. God is good all the time. And especially, how precious is your steadfast love. That Friday, during that several hours in the hospital, it has become my theme verse. Lord, how precious is your steadfast love. Even the doctor said, because it happened in the lunchtime on Friday, so the doctor said the future 24 hours is very critical. If she has high fever, which is very possible, you need to rush her back to the ER, and she needs to be hospitalized. And so I've been, me and my close friends, including Terry, been praying for her, and I also felt the Lord said fast and pray for her for 24 hours. So that's what I did. And praise the Lord, on Saturday morning, before I went to the hospital, I pray again, because I still have no clue whether we can take her out for lunch or not. And the Lord said, don't worry, I cover her. And yesterday we took her out for lunch, and she had a wonderful time with my son Samuel, Daniel, and myself. And praise the Lord. And hallelujah, glory be to God. And yesterday my theme verse was Psalm 37. Verse 5, commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will act. Yesterday morning, after reading, you know, every day after reading, I spend maybe 15 minutes or 20 minutes waiting upon the Lord, meditating on that same verse. And yesterday, as I was meditating on this verse, I felt the Lord said, committing your way to me, trusting in me, and I will act. And so that's my verse I've been meditating. And not knowing, something happened yesterday. By some accident, the electric lock of the door was no battery. So I was not able to get in for five and a half hours. And in the beginning, I didn't expect it would be five and a half hours. So I didn't bring anything, no jacket, no cell phone, no nothing, just me. Because I was sending my cousin to the basement to see her off. When I came back, I was not able to get in. So I began to proclaim this verse, commit my way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will act. I proclaim in 5 minutes, I can get in. No way. Another 5 minutes, no way. So I tried many, many times. Then I realized, God's time frame is different from my time frame. You know, again, most of you have experienced that. Sometimes we think whether it's career or marriage or getting to your door or find a job or sickness to be healed. You think, should be today, should be this year, or like yesterday, should be in 5 minutes. But 5 become 10, 10 become 1 hour and 2 hour. After 1 hour, I become very restful in the Lord. And I become just reciting this verse and praying in tongue and praying in Chinese, maybe no English because I'm still, my prayer language is still in Chinese. And also read some magazines and also do some exercise. And praise God, after 5.5 hours, God used Terry to deliver me because I stayed with Bruce and Terry. She came back. So we can get in. When we finally came, we were saying, hallelujah, we got into the house. You know, yesterday, during the time, I became very grateful because I was giving thanks to God. Lord, although I was locked out, but you know, yesterday it's freezing outside. I don't have to stay in a freezing cold air. And those management people, they are so kind to me. They keep giving me hot water to keep me warm. Yeah, and at least 3 of them either want to buy me lunch or order lunch for me. And one lady, she also gave her jacket to me to keep me keep me warm. So also there's a clean bathroom to go, and also a room downstairs, a basement that I can take a nap. And you know, during that time, I began to really feel for the homeless people, especially the female homeless people. Because, you know, yesterday, maybe 3:30, I was really tired. So I found a quiet room in the basement. I closed the door, I had a very good nap. But as I lie down, I was thinking, how many homeless people in Taiwan, they were not able to find a safe place, a warm place to lie down, especially for the females. So I really want to encourage you to join Bertina for the homeless ministry or whatever ministry that God has touched your heart to help those people who are really in need. And last but not least is this morning. My theme verse today is chapter Psalm 37, verse 34. Wait for the Lord and keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land. And this morning, as I was waiting upon the Lord, meditating on this verse, I saw a vision of, in the beginning, I was in a very low place. I think it represents wait for the Lord. Then begin to a little bit like go like ascending. I think this ascending is keep his way. His way goes up, right? So as we keep his way, we goes up. And as we wait for the Lord and keep his way, he will exhort you to inherit the land. I want to share a short testimony. We now pastor the church in North Carolina, which we started in 2007. We moved back 4 years ago to pastor the church. And you know, we have pastored so many churches. We never bought any church building. It's always in our house, in somebody else's house, or we rent a place. But 4 years ago, when we moved to North Carolina, one time we were visiting Regent University in Virginia. And as the dean of the seminary was showing us around the campus, when we passed through the prayer garden, it was a very cold day. I think it's -2 or -3 that day. And I didn't expect to stay outside for so long, so I didn't wear warm enough. And he said, let's pray in the prayer garden. I was shivering. And as he was praying, I was praying, Lord, help him to pray faster. So I totally forgot what he prayed because it's too cold. I was hoping to go back to the room and have some hot coffee or a chocolate. And while he was praying, all of a sudden, the Lord speak to me in a very clear voice. The Lord said, you will inherit a land. It's very, very clear. And I know it's not for me. I know it's for our church. Because once we moved to the United States back in 2021, March, we began to have the vision that God will give us a church building of our own. So we started praying for that. So when I heard the Lord said in that freezing cold winter in Virginia, said, you will inherit a land. I say, wow, amazing. Totally, I don't feel cold anymore. But I also think, how do we inherit land? We don't have any rich uncles or rich grandparents. How do we inherit land? Fast forward, last year from January to June, four prophets prophesied over us saying, you will, four times, you will have your own church building starting from January, then all the way to the end of June. Then the church building pop up August 1st. Then we realize that's our home church, Kings Park International Church. They used to rent that place for 13 years. And now that church building is for sale. And when we pray to buy that building, one of our pastor friend in KPIC, he said, wow, I think it's very redemptive. It's like an inheritance. We used to meet there for 13 years, and we experienced revival starting from that place. And now the Lord opened that place for you to buy. So praise the Lord, we signed a contract in December. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. Wait for the Lord and keep his way, and he will exhort you to inherit the land. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you. You are good all the time. You are good all the time. How precious is your steadfast love. Oh Lord, as we commit our way to you and trust in you, you will act. Your time is not the same as our time. We may have our own expectation. But Lord, just help us to let God and let go, to drop our own expectation and let your will be manifested in our lives. And hallelujah, Lord, also help us to wait for you and keep your way, and you will exhort us to inherit the land, both the church and our own self, our own family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We pray this message spoke to you and built your faith. For more messages like this, visit our website at everynationtaipei.com. You can also send a prayer request and reach out to us anytime. God bless you. Till next time.